And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Saint Patrick. Little is known about Patrick's life. We know that at age 16, he and a large number of his father's slaves were captured by Irish raiders and sold as slaves in Ireland. Forced to work as a shepherd, he suffered greatly from hunger and cold. After 6 years, Patrick escaped, probably to France, and later returned to Britain at the age of 22. His captivity had meant spiritual conversion. He may have studied at Lourdes off the French coast. He spent times in Auray, France, and was consecrated bishop at the age of 43. Because of Ireland's pagan background, Patrick was emphatic in encouraging widows to remain chaste and young women to consecrate their virginity to Christ. He ordained many priests, divided the country into dioceses, held church councils, founded several monasteries, and continually urged his people to greater holiness. In a relatively short time, Ireland had experienced deeply the Christian spirit and was prepared to send out missionaries whose efforts were greatly responsible for Christianizing Europe. Patrick was a man of action, with little inclination toward learning. He had a rock-like belief in his vocation, in the cause he had espoused. What distinguishes Patrick is the durability of his efforts. When one considers the state of Ireland when he began his mission work, the vast extent of his labours, all of Ireland, and how the seeds he planted continue to grow and flourish, one can only admire the kind of man Patrick must have been. The holiness of a person is known only by the fruits of their work. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.